Coming up, those jobs numbers, and later, what the heck happened in that game. But let's start on the campaign trail. Voters in Colorado, Minnesota, and Missouri weighing in tomorrow. Will the issue of contraceptives bring them to the polls? Last week, the Obama administration mandated that religious hospitals, charities, and colleges must provide free birth control to employees in their health insurance plans. Mitt Romney said the president was ordering religious organizations to violate their consciences. But Newt Gingrich said Romney trampled on religious freedoms himself when he was governor of Massachusetts. What's he talking about? Tracy Jan is with the Boston Globe. Tracy, take us through. What did Mitt Romney do as governor?
Well, back in 2002, when Romney was campaigning as governor of Massachusetts, he supported a woman's right to choose. By the time July 2005 rolled around, he actually vetoed a piece of legislation that came over his desk that would have allowed for emergency contraception / Plan B to be sold over the counter without a prescription. Part of that bill also would have made emergency contraception available to rape victims in all Massachusetts hospitals, including ones run by the Archdiocese. Romney vetoed that bill. A few months later, the public health commissioner actually said that religious organizations such as Catholic hospitals would be able to be exempt from this law. However, just days after that, right before this law was to go into effect, Romney actually required that all Massachusetts hospitals, including the Catholic ones, had to abide by this law. He said he was acting on advice of his legal counsel's interpretation of this new law.
But he also said that in his heart of hearts, he really did believe that rape victims deserve to have this emergency contraceptive, you know, even at religious institutions.
Correct. He had written an op-ed in the Globe when he vetoed the legislation in the summer, and he actually said at that time he believed that abortion should be illegal except in the cases of rape, incest, and when the mother's life is being threatened. And then months later, when it comes down to emergency contraception, he did say in his heart of hearts he believed it should be accessible for rape victims.
So fast forward to President Obama's new rule, which stems from the 2010 health care law, which requires employers to provide coverage for contraceptives for employees who want them. Houses of worship are excluded, but hospitals, universities presumably have broader missions of healing or teaching. So the Obama administration is obviously treating these institutions, schools, and hospitals as employers. So you were on a conference call with administration officials. What did they say? Because there are some exemptions here. Explain that.
Correct. Well, churches are definitely exempt from this law. And also, if you are a religious institution whose primary purpose is to serve other members who are of the same religious affiliation and your employees are of that same religious affiliation, then you can be exempt. And it's nothing that the federal government says they are actually going to enforce. Apparently, states already enforce this. 28 states already require insurance companies to cover contraception. But senior administration officials I was on the phone with last week had said this is going to apply on a self-monitoring basis. They tell their insurance company that they're not going to provide this. And if someone in that organization, an employee, disagrees, they can challenge that.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, a Catholic, was on the talk shows this weekend. He says there's been too much hyperventilating over this issue. But Clemson poli sci professor Laura Alson chimes in with the other side of the equation that says that the Obama administration may have miscalculated. They may have looked at polling, which shows that Catholics, by and large, disagree with some church teachings on birth control. They're in favor of contraceptives, but that there may be blowback. Do you see this coming up on the campaign trail?
Actually, I've talked to Catholics who are both pro-choice as well as Catholics who are anti-abortion, and they come on very different sides. For example, the Association of Jesuit Colleges and Universities, and that organization is against the Obama mandate. They support the Affordable Care Act, but they say that this specific contraception issue violates a basic right of religious freedom. However, other Catholic-affiliated organizations, such as Stewart Healthcare System, which owns six of the former Caritas Christi hospitals in Massachusetts, which are Catholic, they currently already provide contraception as part of their health plan.
Tracy Jan, national political reporter for the Boston Globe in Washington. Tracy, thank you.
Thank you.
And by the way, to be clear, last week's Obama administration ruling and the 2010 health care law both maintain something called the conscience rule. Doctors in religious-based hospitals do not have to prescribe contraceptives for patients. Hospitals do have to provide them in health care plans for employees.